Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Tuesday, January 12th, and these are the top stories the Qixi team is watching right now. This man clearly does not get the severity of the pandemic. A week after President Trump unleashed the storming of the U.S. Capitol building, a Texas public health official has expressed his fear that he will now be unleashing COVID-19 with a gathering at the border wall. The bogus event is meant to celebrate the supposed completion of 400 miles of the wall. Only 30 miles of it are new construction. The rest are simply repairs to existing structures or replacement of motor vehicle barriers. If all the many previous Trump events during the pandemic are any indication, Tuesday's gathering in the town of Alamo will be largely maskless. The small town should not be confused with the old Spanish mission, hundreds of miles north of where the 1823 battle was fought. And there is no reason to believe that folks there will be observing social distancing, though law enforcement will seek to keep them from forming groups larger than the 10 maximum set by the county's emergency order. The town has reached a pandemic death toll of over 2,200, a number 10 times larger than the lives lost during the Battle of the Alamo. Dr. Ivan Melendez, the Hidalgo County Health Authority, told the Daily Beast that he was, quote, very concerned that maskless crowds will cause fresh COVID cases. With just 8 days to go until Joe Biden's inauguration, the event in the town of Alamo may be one of Trump's last super spreaders as president. He has held many other super spreaders, and a Stanford University study estimates that at least 750 people died as a result. This has got to hurt. New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick will not accept President Trump's award of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. In a statement Monday, following media reports a day earlier that Trump had invited the six-time Super Bowl winner to the White House to receive the nation's highest civilian honor, Belichick wrote that he could not accept the award due to the, quote, tragic events of last week. The coach and the president are longtime friends, with the former writing a congratulatory note to the latter after his 2016 election. Belichick's public break with Trump comes on the heels of several companies freezing the president out after he helped incite a riot in the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday. The man who showed up to the riot in the U.S. Capitol bare-chested and wearing furs, nicknamed the, quote, QAnon shaman, had his first hearing in federal court on Monday. During the hearing, Jake Angeli's public defender told the court he has not eaten since his arrest Friday. Angeli's mom then offered a curious explanation for his fast, telling reporters outside the courthouse that her son requires an all-organic diet in prison. According to the Arizona Republic, his mommy dearest said that her son, quote, gets very sick if he does not eat organic food. The judge on the case ordered the U.S. Marshal's office and Angeli's public defender to figure out how to address his dietary issues. Late Monday, the U.S. Marshal for the District of Arizona told the local ABC affiliate that his office would, quote, abide by the judge's order and that the shaman would soon be served up some organic food. That is privilege. Several Capitol Police officers have been suspended pending an investigation into their roles in Wednesday's attack on the U.S. Capitol. New Acting Chief Yogananda Pittman confirmed the wave of suspensions late Monday, after Representative Tim Ryan earlier told reporters of two officers who were on forced leave. Ryan is chair of the House Appropriations Subcommittee, overseeing the investigation into the Capitol Police's response to the riot. He did not provide any further details about the suspensions or the names of the officers. The Democratic lawmaker also said that, quote, approximately 10 to 15 Capitol Police officers were under investigation for their conduct during the insurrection, but that there is no evidence the riot was part of a broader, quote, inside job, or that members of the department purposefully cooperated or organize with the rioters. 5 days after the riot in Washington, D.C., Michigan is banning the open carry of firearms at its own capital, and gun rights advocates are already looking for loopholes. The measure, which was approved unanimously by a state commission, would still allow open carry on the grounds outside the building, and those with concealed pistol licenses will still be allowed inside. Even though the ban is hardly sweeping, the Michigan open carry president, Joy Robinson, told the Detroit News that he believes the language of the ban would allow concealed permit holders to display their weapons inside the building. A top Republican has already said he's looking at challenging the ban. Womp womp. Fox News finished third to both CNN and MSNBC across the board in the ratings on Friday, for the third straight day, for the first time since September 2000. In the wake of President Trump inciting an insurrectionist mob to storm the Capitol to stop Congress from certifying President-elect Biden's election victory, cable news viewers flocked to CNN and MSNBC for live coverage of the riots and fallout. On Wednesday, CNN averaged nearly 6 million total viewers, while Fox attracted 3.5 million. The disparity increased on Thursday, and the streak continued on Friday. Fox News, which finished 2020 as the most watched network in cable news history, has seen a ratings decline since the election, resulting in the channel overhauling its weekday lineup on Monday. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.